Have you heard the stories of spirits who play games with those they ensnare from the mortal realm? It's been said that once you begin listening, you're already caught in their trap, like being caught in time, looping forever. There are different ideas around why you might find yourself trapped, and it depends on which spirit you picture in your head. Some focus on the idea of being possessed by the spirit, like it can control your body. Others imagine that they lure you into their words until you are locked in a state of submission, similar to a trance where you're addicted to that feeling. It might be that one thing leads to another, like with the kitsune, a mischievous trickster spirit that takes the form of a fox. It's been known to lure those who listen, trapping them in a trance you can't escape from, then shifting shape to walk away in their body. Of course, no one suspects that a fox spirit has taken control of their body, because by the time you notice anything strange, you're already lost in their words, almost addicted to them. And whether or not you believe in the power of these spirits, their influence can be felt in many places, and many have lost more than just their doubts when looking to find them. But still they search. Perhaps you've heard of the famous fox shrine in Japan, set into the side of a bamboo forested mountain with paths that snake and climb toward its peak, all framed by tall bright tunnels made from thousands of vermilion-painted wooden gates, called torii. You've seen them before, their iconic red and black color, and that columned and curved roof shape, acting as a gateway that separates the everyday world from the sacred space of the divine, the place where spirits roam and the threads of reality can loosen and come undone. Perhaps you can imagine yourself at the bottom of this bamboo forested mountain now, with 1,000 red gates ahead of you, stretching all the way to the peak in your mind's eye, and the first of them standing tall and imposing, its vibrant red cutting an otherworldly silhouette against the verdant green surrounding it. You bow your head and take a step forward, purposefully, one foot after the other, with the sense of pushing through some unseen barrier as you pass beneath the painted red beam, feeling a faint resistance, like facing into the wind as you walk, until, with some unconscious effort, you finally reach the other side, any resistance fading now, as the air grows still and you're breathing deeper, feeling more in your mind and less in your body, or perhaps only more space in your mind, as if you left a piece of yourself behind, and everything that remains can only look forward to the space between the red columns, another gate, where it happens again, pressing past the unseen and leaving something unspoken behind. Because it begins with the things you don't notice, those unimportant parts you would barely register when they're gone, making space for something else. And by passing through these gates, you are choosing to enter this sacred place, choosing to move beyond the mundane and journey deeper into the realm of spirits, accepting that it is a place that doesn't belong to you, where your mind opens up to something more powerful. As you pass beneath another gate now, and your body becomes infused with the essence of the spirits who walk here, each step seeming to glide forward easier than the last, as if the path begins to walk itself, and you sink deeper as you climb, noticing your legs growing tired and numb, yet still they move, almost without you, climbing, sinking, leaving more of yourself behind to fill that moment of silence that settles inside every time you pass through a gate.